From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Civilians could be in the line of fire in Mosul. Witnesses report Islamic State fighters taking civilians from outlying villages and using them as human shields as they seek to defend the last major urban area they control in the county. All so far, the Iraqi-led operation has involved retaking villages on a march toward Mosul. The United Nations says more than 10,000 civilians have fled their homes in and around the city, raising concern about their well-being and the availability of humanitarian resources. Human Rights Watch also expresses concern about Kurdish forces who are playing a major role in the offensive, and what the group says is their arbitrary detention of men and teenage boys leaving Mosul. HRW says, according to others who fled, the men and boys over the age of 15 are separated from their families for extra screening to make sure they're not linked to Islamic State, a process that could take weeks. A UN humanitarian aid official for Syria says efforts will be renewed to secure the evacuation of nearly 200 wounded and allow medical and food supplies into the besieged rebel-held part of the Syrian city of Aleppo. Jan Egeland says the UN team is not giving up. He says lack of trust, fear, and misunderstandings, as well as unacceptable preconditions, have spoiled the efforts in the past.
We're starting again today to try to do the three things. Evacuate those who have very high expectations, had very high expectations, to finally get up to get proper treatment, to have them evacuated, to get the medical supplies in, and to get the food and the other supplies in.
This is VOA News. Authorities in Pakistan have banned all political gatherings and street rallies in Islamabad in a bid to discourage next week's planned anti-government march on the capital city. This ban will remain in force for 2 months to prevent what's called unlawful assemblies, which are likely to threaten public peace and tranquility in the city. That, according to the Interior Ministry, activists and supporters of the opposition political party of cricketer-turned-politician Imran Khan have vowed to converge on Islamabad on November 2nd and lock down the capital until Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif steps down. Sharif has been under public pressure and criticism since early this year when his family members were named as holders of offshore bank accounts and leaked financial documents. As far as the U.S. political campaign is concerned, polls show most of America's Christian evangelicals plan to vote for Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. That despite his videotaped remarks about groping women and accusations by a number of women describing his unwanted advances. VOA's Greg Flakus has more on the story from Houston.
At a recent Rice University forum, academics who focus on religion and politics discussed the presidential race. Professor Diane Winston says many Christians look past Trump's moral failings.
He supports some of their basic social and political positions. So he may be immoral, but he has a moral agenda.
The biggest split among evangelicals, she noted, is racial.
According to most polls, between 60% and 70% of white evangelicals are going to vote for Trump. Most evangelicals of color are going to vote for Clinton.
How this plays out in the election will not be known until the votes are counted and the analysis of the results begins. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.
Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte left Japan Thursday without meeting Emperor Akihito, as their scheduled meeting had to be canceled because of the death of the emperor's uncle. Before ending his 3-day visit, Duterte proposed joint military exercises with Japan while reiterating that he will not conduct them with Americans during his presidency. Duterte made the proposal during his visit to a Coast Guard unit to observe an exercise from one of the patrol vessels. Japan pledged to provide the Philippines to upgrade Manila's maritime security capabilities amid South China Sea disputes with Beijing. The president told reporters in an unscheduled interview that he discussed the possibility of the joint exercise in general terms when he held talks with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe on Wednesday. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.